one last discussion with regard to the question halacha related to abortion. We had mentioned already the shita of the Chavos Ya'ir, that the Isser is one of Hashchasa Zera. We mentioned the tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that the Isser is one of Ritzicha, and Isser De'oraisa, although not punishable by death, but nonetheless it is a crime of Ritzicha. And we mentioned that Tzitz Eliezer, who cites a number of poskim who are of the opinion that's an Isser D'Rabbanan. One of the other, perhaps most famous approaches to the Isser is that of the Tshuvas Maharit, one of the early Achronim in Eretz Yisrael, Gdolei HaPoskim, who has two Tshuvas dealing with the question of abortion, one in Siman Tzadi Zayin, one in Siman Tzadi Tes. And he writes the following. He says that when Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, that we've quoted in the past, says that based on the rule in the Gemara, there is nothing that is forbidden to a non-Jew that is permissible to a Jew. And Tosfos asks, well, if that's the case, we know a non-Jew is given the death sentence for killing a fetus. A Jew is not given the death sentence. And Tosfos answers by saying, even so, lo shari, it's not permissible for a Jew to kill a fetus. So the Maharit says on that Tosfos, he says, Deha de aser midin chavalahu. It's an isser of chavala. In other words, that the isser of killing a fetus is an isser of harming or causing injury to the mother. That's the isser of chavala. And he says, and that's why, although in general it's aser because of an isser chavala, but the Gemara in Erchin on Daf Zayin tells us that if a woman is being taken out by Beis Din to be killed, if she happens to be pregnant, the Gemara says that Beis Din causes her to abort the fetus first to avoid the otherwise likely nivul, the likely humiliation or disgrace that would occur to the woman if she were to be executed before the baby inside of her was killed. So the Maharit says, why is that mutter? Why is that not an isser of chavala as well? So it says, because since the uber is yerech imo, it's part of the mother, part of the woman, that's why it's in general usher to abort it due to concerns of chavala. But here where she herself is being taken out to be killed, so therefore he says there is no longer any isser in performing the abortion under those circumstances. But then the Maharit concludes with what appears to be somewhat of a different suggestion. He says there's a machlokas rishonim as to whether one is allowed to be mechalal Shabbos for the sake of a pregnant woman who is not herself in danger, but she's in danger of losing the fetus. Is that enough reason to be mechalal Shabbos? Machlokas rishonim. So he says, to suffik nefashos lahakel, that were mechal Shabbos for the sake of that fetus. But if that's the case, it says, certainly, shlo levgobahem, certainly you can't then abort the fetus. If you're mechal Shabbos for the sake of saving the fetus, because it's a suffik nefashos lahakel, lahachayosan, so certainly he says you can't be pogebahem, you can't abort the fetus. So that last line leads Rav Moshe Feinstein to write that, well, if you're mechal Shabbos for the fetus, and that's why you can't abort the fetus, that must mean that there is a nefesh here, that you're mechal Shabbos because it's a nefesh. That's as per Rav Moshe's shita, that there is an issue of ritzicha involved. So that's what leads Rav Moshe then to question the next tshuva in the Maharit, in Siman Tzadi Tes. The Maharit then, well, two tshuvas later actually, Siman Tzadi Tes, the Maharit then says as follows. Maharit says, to perform an abortion for a non-Jewish woman, he says, ein kan ibud nefashos. There's no isser ritzicha. Tafilu bi Yisrael nefel lav nefeshu. Maharit says explicitly, even for a Yisrael, a nefel is not a nefesh. He says, it's mamonhu, it's the monetary possession of the father, if you want to translate it that way. After all, he cites the Pasuk in Chumash, D'chayav Rachmana, D'mev Lados Labal. If someone causes a woman to miscarry, he's obligated to pay the father the monetary value or cost of that loss. So here the Maritza says explicitly, there's no Ibn Nefashis at all. It's not considered a Nefesh whatsoever. Clearly against Rav Moshe's psak in his Tshuvas. And Marit then quotes that same Gemara. Why is it that you cause a woman who's about to be executed to miscarry first? Why is it not usher? He says it must be, it's a proof that the only concern the Gemara is nivel. We're worried about the mother if she doesn't miscarry first. If the baby's not aborted first, it will be a nivel hames if she's then executed without aborting the fetus first. So the Marit says the only concern is nivel hames. That's why you abort the fetus. And what about Ibn Nefashos? What about Ibn Nefashos? Hidari says it's not a concern apparently. He's not worried about the Ibn Nefashos of the fetus. It must be that the Nefel is not a Nefesh, says the Marit. And here the Marit concludes, and this is a truth that Tzitz Eliezer quotes as well, in Siman Tzadi Tes, he concludes as follows. He says, Hilkoch therefore, b'Yisraelis, mipnei tzorech imo, if there is a need for the sake of the mother, therefore he says, based on the just mentioned cheshbon, that this is not a Nefesh, there's no Ibn Nefashos Bechlal, it's just a shal of Mammon of the Baal, and that's why you caused a condemned woman to miscarry. We're not worried about Ibn Nefashos of the Nefel. It says, therefore, when there's a Tzorech Imo, Nira Shemutter Lis'asik Imam Shetapilana. You're allowed to perform an abortion, Kevan Derefuas Imohu, for the sake of the Refu of the mother. So writes the Maharit. And this, again, is explicitly against Rav Moshe's Cheshbon, that this is a real Nefesh, this is Shfichas Damim, this is Aser. So Rav Moshe remarkably in Chelek Beis, Choshe Mishpat, Siman Samech Tes says, Tshuva zu mizuyefes. This tshuva is, it's not authentic Marit, it's just Eze Talmud Toa wrote it and put it into Marit's tshuvas. This is not really Marit. Which is an astounding thing to say. And Tzitz Eliezer minces no words in Chelek Yudal Siman Kuf in disputing very fiercely this conjecture of Rav Moshe that this is a fraudulent tshuva, that someone made its way into the tshuvas Marit. How can you say such a thing? And you have a Marit that says what you don't say to steer it to your psak, so you essentially erase it. How could that be, says Tzitz Eliezer? He can't grasp that that's possible. So that's a remarkable tshuva of Moshe's igros, that he just dismisses this Siman Tzadi Tes of the Marit by saying it's a tshuva mizuyefes. And Tzitz Eliezer, of course, refuses to accept that kind of suggestion. So the Rambam uses that terminology, that the fetus is a rodev, and therefore you kill the fetus if the mother is in danger during childbirth, 100%. which leads some achrim to suggest that it's only midin rodev that you kill the fetus, but if not for the din rodev, then it implies that you would not be allowed to because perhaps it's an nefesh. That was a Moshe's diuk from the Rambam. So that is a discussion in the Achronim. But the Rambam itself is difficult to understand because on the one hand he says that the fetus is a rodev, so if the mother is in danger during childbirth, you kill the fetus. But then he says, but if the fetus is already partially emerged or rove of it has emerged, so then, ein dochen nefesh mepenefesh. You can't any longer kill the fetus to save the mother. Well, why not? If it's a rodev, well, then why can't you? So that involves the Gemara in Sanhedrin that it's mishmaya karat fila, that it's only a redifa api derech hateva. It's not an intentional redifa, but the poskim do deal with that Rambam. But this Tshuvas Maharit forms the basis of the Tzitz Eliezer's approach to the shah of abortion, that when there's tzorech imo, a refuas imo at stake, if the issur is only chavala and not an ibud nefesh at all, if not considered an issur of nefashos at all, then there is what to speak about. It's based on this maharit as well that the Mishmas Avram cites a psak from Rav Yashiv and his kobetz tshuvas, and this is a very, very obviously difficult ethical question and a very sad one. Rav Yashiv was asked, you have a woman who is pregnant who is diagnosed with cancer, and the treatment of the cancer is going to bring about the abortion of the fetus. Is that permissible? And what happens if it won't even cure the mother? it will simply impact Chayasha, extend her life, but it's not going to cure the cancer and save her life. Is it then permissible? Terribly difficult and painful question to answer. And Eliyashiv, based on this Maharit, said the following. Maharit, we just read in Siman Tzadik Tes, says that this is not a question of nefashos. There's no Ibn nefashos here. This is a question of Chavala, he said in Siman Tzadik Zayin, but there's no question of nefesh here, he says in Siman Tzadik Tes. And therefore, the Maharit concludes Siman Tzadik Tes that Mipnei Tzorach Imo, it's mutter to perform an abortion because it's refuas imo. Refuas imo. So what's the svar behind that? So the Yashu suggests as follows. He says, the pshat is that the Maharit is saying like this. Maharit is saying that the very life source of the fetus right now is the mother herself. The mother is the one who is, of course, providing the fetus with the ability to live. She is sustaining the fetus. So the Yashu says, Maharit means to say that for the sake of refuas imo, you can sacrifice the fetus, because since the fetus is dependent on the mother for its life, for its ongoing existence, so the mother is not mechuyav to provide and sustain that fetus at her own health expense. And Rav Yashav feels and paskins that even if the mother's illness is not curable, but it's only going to simply extend her life, Rav Yashav still paskins it's permissible, as quoted in the Nishmas Avram from Kovach Shuvas Chelik Aleph Simen Rei Shvaf. He still feels it's permissible to provide the mother with that treatment just to extend her life, even at the expense of the fetus. That's Rav Yashav's chiddush, which is a remarkable psak based on this Maharit. Shlomo Zalman, Nishmas Avram quotes, was a little bit more hesitant. He did not feel that one should actively perform the abortion under those circumstances, but rather perhaps only if it's going to result from the treatment. The Lashon here he writes is, "Efshel lahatem mishum kach rak b'shev va'al tase, avalo laharog oso biyadayim bekum va'ase." So a bit more of a reluctance in regard to that shaila. But he's saying, what's the distinction between biyadayim versus shev al tase? It's a good question. I can't read more than what it just says here. But he cites first Rav Yashav's psak, that based on Maharit, he says, Makom lahatir, to give a tipul to the cancer patient, af sheuber yumas mizeh, and even if it's only going to be ma'arich the life of the cancer patient. And then he cites Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says that l'chor ef shlahatir mishum kach rak b'sheva al tase, ava lo larog oso b'yadayim b'kum v'ase. So again, how you define that, it's a good question. I can't take a guess, but that's what he writes to B'Shem for Shlomo Zalman. Well, that's certainly active. I guess what Ephraim is asking is
the other one is that the fetus
dies because of the treatment, the radiation. So that could be, right? He certainly is prohibiting an active abortion under those circumstances. It could be, you're right, it could be he's alluding to treatment that will result in the abortion by itself. And now is there how you define will result in, a little unclear, but that perhaps is what he means.